This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
You know, it's a good thing this is the radio-friendly episode, or one of the radio-friendly episodes, because otherwise I might be tempted to curse a little bit about our recording equipment. As our backup machine froze, well, our program froze on our backup machine, so we're on the backup to the backup to the backup to the backup.
Back it up.
But hey, it looks like we're recording, so all systems are go for the Nate Darling Show. Welcome back, everybody. Hello, Jason.
What's up?
Hello, Kareem.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, we started the show and did about 5 minutes before it crashed, so we just started over again.
Yeah, why not?
It started over, so.
Let's do it.
Fresh thing, fresh stuff. Coming up on the show today, I'm probably going to get distracted and complain. It's just a warning. Plus...
by the way, I'm going to let you know.
I'm going to be a dick today. It's going to happen.
All right.
Omarosa went on The View. Someone wondered why their cheeseburger tasted funny.
Well.
And what music do dogs like the best? We'll answer that question. Remember, they have tiny brains.
Is it Beethoven? It's a joke and it works.
My dog doesn't even pay attention.
Oh, well, maybe you're not playing the right type of music. So we'll get to all that and more. But first, Kareem, let's talk about your trip to North Carolina. How was your week, my friend?
North Carolina was inspiring.
Yes.
Went to Charlotte to visit my nephew, who's at Johnson C. Smith College. And I was impressed with all of the new things that are going on in Charlotte. So there is, I mean, the city itself, they've done a lot of work, like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the basketball arena, the baseball, they have a AAA baseball stadium as well.
Right.
And then the football stadium, doing a lot of things, what they call Uptown.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte. But I was really impressed with the Harvey Gantt Center, which is Harvey Gantt was the first black mayor of Charlotte.
Okay.
And he ran for governor, but Jesse Helms races at. Oops. Darn it. We're what? Two minutes in?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. So
I've heard ass on network TV. We're okay.
Okay. So Jesse Helms races ass kept him from winning the governorship. But the museum is in uptown, in downtown Charlotte. So it's like a prime piece of real estate. It's not out in some corner of the city. So that was great to see. And it's, to me, it's on par with the Crocker. It's not as big as the Crocker.
Right.
But the amenities that are there was like, oh, my God. And then the black businesses that I ran that I went to in Charlotte, they were all in like new developments. So that was great to see. Like they weren't just in places where nobody else wanted to put a business at.
Right. The place that's like, oh, well, no one comes here anymore. It's kind of dirty. So here you go.
Yeah. They were all in places where they were like the first tenant in the building. So it was really, really nice to see. So, and you know, not just all the traditional businesses. Like I got my nails done by a black woman.
Wow. That's it's like a unicorn.
Your cuticles look marvelous too.
They do, don't they?
Oh yeah, that's great.
Wonderful job.
Yeah. You did. Good job. I've never seen them look better.
I was just going to comment on it.
Yeah, but it was just great. It was just great because I managed a spa. I worked in the spa industry for a long time, so that was the first time I ever seen a black woman actually did nails. So I've hired some Asians and some Mexicans, but never a black woman.
An Asian lady doing nails, you say?
Yes.
That's crazy talk. And you went back for the MMA fight?
Yes. So my nephew, Daquan, or Lil Frank as we call him, did not make weight. I found this out after I got to Raleigh to get to the fight.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So he was 2 pounds over. The other guy was 7 pounds over.
Wow. Shame on him.
Yeah. So I actually think if the other guy had been 7 pounds over, if he had been closer to the weight, I think they would have fought. But the fact that the other guy was so far out of it, they were just like, forget it.
Yo. Sounds like somebody didn't want to fight.
You know, here's what I'm saying. Thank goodness that Charlotte has come so far as a city. Otherwise, Kareem would be back and he'd be mad.
He probably would be angry.
You're definitely right about that.
I flew across the country and you couldn't lose 2 more pounds?
Yeah. Yes. That's where I would have been if Charlotte hadn't been like it would.
You're in for a whooping, boy.
But I did tell him, I said, if I come back over here for a fight and you don't make weight, then me and you are fighting.
That's right. There's going to be a fight one way or the other.
Yeah. And then I saw Big J Okerson, who was a comic while I was in Charlotte. He was really funny, really raunchy, but his crowd work was great because there was like an 80-year-old lady in the crowd, and he talked about the dirtiest stuff that you can think of.
And she's done it all, too.
Yes. And he actually asked her about doing it all, too. And she stayed for the show.
Well, good for her.
That's like similar kind of like to Rudy Ray Moore like style, like really blue like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like really blue. And he said, but the fact that he could work the audience the way he did, that was the masterful part of it for me was, okay. Like he told dick jokes or whatever, but the fact that he was able to work it with the audience the way he did. So, you know, I got much respect for him for that.
Yeah.
And the other thing about your trip I saw from Facebook is you got caught up in the Delta computer outage part two.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you're still flying Delta, why are you doing that to yourself? What are you doing that for?
Oh, man. It's not worth the few bucks.
It's better than American Airlines. But then again, hitchhiking while wearing nothing but sandals is better than American Airlines.
Yeah. So and actually, right before I left home for the show, I got an email from them, surveyed, talking about, will you recommend Delta to anybody? I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
I got stuck in the Minneapolis airport.
Did you see my comment while you were there? Either start or find a protest? Because that was the day on Saturday of all of the airport protests across the country.
Sunday, too.
Yeah.
So when I left, it was Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And so when I was on my way to the airport in Charlotte, there were people outside the airport protesting, as well as people. You could see other people look like they were sneaking in. And like I talked to the lady at the ticket counter. She said that they had been there first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the airport then. She was like, then they moved them out.
What I found really interesting about Sacramento is all of the protests were in the B terminal. Now, the primary airline in the B terminal is Southwest.
Yeah.
There are no refugees coming in on Southwest Airlines.
No.
I mean, you feel like one, sure.
Yeah.
Especially if you got like a C and then a number and you're like, oh, I've got a middle seat.
Yeah. And it was crazy because we got to Minnesota and you see all these people. I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, you just kept seeing people come in and nobody was leaving.
Right.
So we were like packed in there like sardines.
And it's the middle of winter.
Yeah. And I texted my brother because he travels all the time. And he's like, Delta is shut down.
Yeah.
By the time I left, there were at least 4 flights had been grounded or had been canceled. They were at the point where they were giving people mats to sleep on.
Yeah. Not okay.
Yeah.
And not okay.
I left Minnesota at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I've been in the Minneapolis airport on a layover. Everything there closes at 9.
They stayed open later.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because when I was there, everything closed at 9 and there was just a vending machine.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. They stayed open. They made the food vendors and the bars and stuff. They made a killing.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Jason, got to wonder about this. What you got something growing on the side of your nose there, bud. How's that? Yeah, you got a little you got a little blemish going there. Is that okay? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, okay. Just checking. How was your week? I told you I was gonna be a dick.
Yeah, wow, man. No, I know. What am I going to do? Like, just like pick at it and make it bleed?
I don't know. I thought you finished being a teenager a while ago.
No, man, babies will do it to you.
Oh, okay.
It just, man.
You just smear their feces on your nose and
everywhere.
Then the giant white head bursts forth.
Oh, man. No. So, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Blame everything on the babies.
Everything. Listen, yeah, I got a
don't
year.
Don't pop that on the baby.
Yeah. No. No, it stresses you out, man. You're always under constant stress or like lack of sleep, you know? Like it's, everything's so crazy now. Okay. So,
yeah. Not wearing that condom was worth it, was it?
Oh, it was definitely worth it. Every time I see her smile.
And every time you think, someday I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
And the tables will be turned.
Yeah, but so my week was pretty good. I got a new TV.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Had a 55-inch, beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's almost too beautiful because like now when you watch TV, like it looks like you are looking through a window almost, mm-hmm. and it's strangely voyeuristic. But it's totally dope playing nice. Video games on it, and that was.
You should have waited another week.
What's that?
Should have waited.
No, this is a $489, man.
The Super Bowl.
The sale was for the. It was a to February 5th.
Yeah, it was a Costco Super Bowl sale.
Yep.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. The big game.
The big game. No, because I believe my wife would. Yeah. No. We looked. and we were ready for it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So. And if it does go down in price, let's say they do drop the price even more.
It's Costco, you'll get the difference.
I get the difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They take care of you.
Yeah. So that was my week. How was your week?
You know what? I had a lot of stuff go down this week. First of all, my lovely bride is going to the Super Bowl because my mother-in-law won a trip from one of the casinos up in Reading.
Wow.
So she is going to the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
That's the good news. The bad news is that it's in Houston. So she is going. I work in TV, and not only do I work in TV, I work for a station that's actually carrying the Super Bowl this year, so I could not get time away to go with her. So she's going with her best friend.
I thought I was on CBS.
It is not. Is it? The Super Bowl is on Fox 40. Fox 40.
Oops.
Yeah. Hey, you know, part of me wishes it were on CBS. I might have been able to go.
You might have been able to go.
Yeah, well. Oh, well, I'll have to watch it on my 55-inch TV.
Yeah.
I will get to see the little tear in Roger Goodell's eye when he hands that Super Bowl trophy to Tom Brady. Or not.
Is that your prediction?
We'll do predictions I believe on Friday. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Friday we'll do Super Bowl predictions. So had that, I went and got my first professional beard trimming ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I went to the old timey hipster barber place, I believe it's Bottle and Barlow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the R Street.
Yeah, on R Street. And it was really nice because, you know, normally you get your haircut, you sit down. I've gone to places like Sport Clips, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're a guy, you're like, whatever. And they're like, it's a place for guys. And really what it is it's a place for guys to get distracted away from everything. You get distracted away from how your hair is being cut and what you're dealing with. It's all a distraction. It's sort of like the Trump administration. It's all sleight of hand.
Yeah.
And doesn't really mean anything. Because the guy who cut my hair, it was just really nice. Just the haircut. And I have a very simple, very simple haircut. It's the same thing all over. I don't have that much hair. It's not a big deal. But then he did the beard trimming. And the care and precision in which he did it was just amazing. Now, it's a little pricey. It's going to be more than going to a place like that, but it felt like it was worth it.
It's definitely like I'm only allowed to go maybe 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that $45, $50 that I end up dropping when I go to those places is always
well worth it.
Yeah, that's about what it, with tip, that's what it was. It was about $50. Yeah.
Oh, you used to be able to go to those places 3 or 4 times
no,
a year.
No, no, I used to go to them probably once a month. Yeah. I used to go get my hair cut and my beard trimmed and stuff like that once a month. But my wife was like, you're not spending $50 a month on that.
Well, you could, you can if you want to not
she
eat.
She pays
right.
more than that.
What's that?
She pays more than that.
She doesn't get, she actually is like, she rarely gets her, her like manicure, pedicure done. And then probably about as often as I go.
What are you doing to him? Yeah. She listens to this, you know.
No,
you think me talking about your whitehead was bad? This guy is causing trouble. That's going to fester. That is going to fester for days.
No.
And she's going to come back around on you. No. And I know she's a delightful lady. It's just the nature of the beast.
No, she's not. No, because she, does. I mean, like, it, like if she was like a number of other women that I know, like, it would be like every other week, and you know, and her hair would be getting done like every, you know, month, you know, I mean, like my wife, that's not, she'd be like, that's wasting money, Jason. Like she does her nails herself.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about the nails. I was just talking about the hair. The hair costs more than those combined.
Yeah. Twice. Like she's gotten her hair cut once in the last 6-7 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but yeah, women do end up paying a lot more for that sort of thing.
I'm a professional. I know. I know how much it costs.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. You're right.
I don't even ask. Yeah. Now, I don't want
to
know.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to have
don't want to know.
I'm going to have to have a
talk with my wife. I used to get my bonuses about how much it costs. So, yeah, I'm well aware of how much it costs.
All right.
Like,
so,
yeah, girl, come in and get your hair done. You can get your hair done today.
So, hold on here. Let me see my hair. I hate when the internet is just driving me insane. Hmm. It's my computer. There we go. I don't want to download the video. Go away. All right. So LeBron James has had enough of Charles Barkley. He takes abuse from fans and media all the time, and it comes as the territory. He's one of the best players in the NBA, and people like to hate LeBron James like they like to hate Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady's got more rings, but still, they love to hate LeBron James. But he fired back at Charles Barkley. He said in an interview with ESPN, I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble, respect the game. Print that. He was not done. He said, go watch the 93 finals when John Paxson hit the shot. Barkley and Jordan were laughing and joking with each other during one of the games while somebody's shooting free throws in the finals. But oh, nobody were friends back then. I know Barkley wanted to retire a long time ago, but he can't. He's stuck up on that stage every week, talking about TNT. And if this makes him want to talk to me, the schedule's out there. He knows every road arena I'll be in. Don't just come up to me at All-Star and shake my hand and smile. He went on. I collect one paycheck from this. There's the owner, David Griffin, the GM. I'm the player. Screw Charles Barkley. I'm tired of biting my tongue. There's a new sheriff in town. How do we feel about the new angry LeBron James?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
It was very refreshing to go, you know what? Charles Barkley, shut up.
Yeah.
You got nothing.
And Shaq called him out a little bit on it when he was making the comments, because Shaq was like, yeah, I know what that's like. So, you know, you might want to check yourself. But he went ahead and made his comments.
Yeah, it's one of those things where at a certain point you just go, stop it. And I believe I've said on this show before, people need to stop hating on LeBron James. There is no better representative for his sport right now than LeBron James.
There's no better representative for sport, period, than LeBron James.
Right? He and as good as he was before, he has really stepped it up both on and off the court. Well, so
I mean, like, this is, I remember when I read the letter that he wrote in to Sports Illustrated when he changed he went from the Heat to back to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And just that. And I remember thinking about it and thinking like, man, yeah, he did exactly what you should do, right? You go to college. I don't know. It's just like he's an example.
Well, yeah, he didn't go to college. And that explains why when he left Cleveland the first time, it was he did some things that were not necessarily the most thought out.
Right.
And as he grew and got older and more mature, he realized what it was. But there's nothing about LeBron James that you can point to and go, that guy is a bad dude in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, he went to Miami, learned the game, like really learned the game and how to really become a leader, and then brought back to Cleveland. Like, I mean, that's what he did, and brought everything that comes along with the championship. I mean, Cleveland is on the map right now. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, people talk about Cleveland a lot more now than they did 5 years ago. Well, 6 years ago, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, Cleveland's a place that people talk about.
It's true. Yeah,
so.
All right. So you mentioned, we did the show twice. Anyway, there's a Scottish study out now looking at how music affects dogs' behavior, and it suggests that canines are partial to one type of music over even classical music. That's right. Your dog wants some reggae. Researchers from the Scottish SPCA and the University of Glasgow said they studied the psychological and behavioral effects of different genres of music on dogs at a shelter. The professor of integrative physiology at the University of Glasgow's Institute of Biodiversity, Animal Health, and Comparative Medicine said the researchers played reggae, soft rock, pop, Motown, and classical music for their dogs. I'm noticing no heavy metal. Very disappointing. Overall, the response to the different genres was mixed, highlighting the possibility that, like humans, our canine friends have their own individual music preferences. That being said, reggae music and soft rock showed the highest positive changes in behavior.
Hmm.
So if your dog is misbehaving, a little out of control, maybe it's time to drop a little reggae.
I'm going to try this out tomorrow.
Yeah. My dog is so mellow. Don't give them pot, though.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
It's not, no.
Yeah. It's bad. Bad idea. So try some reggae on your dog. Maybe it'll be just the thing to calm them down.
One of my clients is a veterinarian, or one of my old massage clients was a veterinarian, and police dog handler kid gave the police dog some pot.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they came in because it's like, what did this dog have? It's like, oh, I don't know what it got into, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't. When I worked at the pet inn, they would get calls on that on a fairly regular basis.
Stoners hotboxing their dog?
Not even so much that, like them getting into edibles.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into things that you could eat.
Mm-hmm.
That was really more often what it was.
That's what this was.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, Kareem, you were just in North Carolina. A North Carolina man has pleaded guilty to walking away from a blackjack table, robbing a bank, and then returning to the casino to gamble away his ill-gotten gains. His name is Kerry Johnson. He's 52. He told the Judge Duke Bloom. How did that guy not get nominated for the Supreme Court?
I have no idea.
He told Judge Duke Bloom that he was under the influence of drugs when he left the Mardi Gras casino in Nitro and robbed the City National Bank in Charleston back in August. He said, I walked to the bank, handed them a note. The bank that I had banked with for 40 years. I handed them a note and was given the money, and it was less money than I had in my account. There's so many things wrong with this story. The note claimed that he was armed with a gun and a bomb. He left with about $5,000. He said most of the day was a blur and he didn't have clear memories, but he knew it was him when he viewed the security footage from the bank. Yep, that's me. Duh. Prosecutors said Johnson returned to the casino where he lost about $500 of the stolen money at the blackjack table. He was arrested at home where police found more of the stolen cash. He pleaded guilty to second degree robbery as part of a deal to have prosecutors drop a felony robbery charge. He faces 5 to 18 years in prison at his sentencing coming up in March. If you guys want to take a look over at the monitor, we got our monitor back. That's him. poor fella. We don't get any audio when we have it up on the monitor, though. So,
see, really, you robbed a bank that you go to every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they wouldn't recognize you.
Yeah.
Drugs are a bad, bad thing. So, anywho.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Meanwhile, in Mississippi, you've been to Mississippi, Kareem.
Yeah, I was there for 8 months.
And how did you find it? And don't tell me you went to Memphis and went south.
It was...
That's the joke.
One of my friends got kicked out of the Air Force in Mississippi.
Mm. Well, a Mississippi fast food worker has been charged with tainting a customer's meal. Get ready for it. With her menstrual blood.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. No. Why? Come on, man. Why would... This is not even a proper article, like, to have, like, anywhere. Like, man, I cannot believe you subjected me to this. Like... Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
Police arrested Sky Juliet Samuel, who's 18, for allegedly placing bodily fluids on food she served in a Jack's restaurant in Columbus. Been to Jack's restaurant, Kareem? They have 130 locations, primarily in the South.
Ew.
She was booked into jail for knowingly selling unwholesome bread or drink. That's the charge.
Oh, my God.
Out on $5,000 bond, she could face up to 5 years in prison if it's up to a felony rap. Police allege that Samuel licked and wiped her blood on a cheeseburger before serving it to a drive-thru customer around 10:30 p.m. on January 7th. Investigators say Samuel had difficulty taking the female patron's order and subsequently exchanged words with the woman before tainting the cheeseburger.
Don't you know you don't argue with somebody that's about to give you your food?
By the way, that's the show name, Tainting the Cheeseburger.
Oh, man.
Let me write that down. Tainting.
You're always nice to the person in the drive-thru.
Well, if you're smart, you are.
Because you don't know what's going to happen to your food.
No, you can't see what's going on in there. Investigators first learned of the alleged incident after another Jack's worker told her mother that she witnessed a fellow employee place saliva and menstrual blood on food.
Oh, come on now.
Tabitha Hollins, the worker's mother, subsequently posted her daughter's account of the incident to her Facebook page. Police launched an investigation after the customer apparently alerted by social media posts.
Oh, that means she ate it. Ah!
That's right. In her Facebook post, Hollins wrote that, quote, "There is a poor woman walking around not knowing anything. If you went to Jack's between 10 and 10:30 on 1-7 and you order the Big Jack with a Sprite, you got more than ketchup."
Man.
I think it's worse than they told
him. Why do I order my burger plain, my friend? Why do I order my burger? That's why. Samuel has been fired by Jack's, while two other workers in the restaurant on the night of the incident have been placed on leave pending the outcome of a corporate investigation. Mississippi's Department of Health has also opened an investigation on it. Have you been to one of the Jack's, Kareem?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I'm not going ever.
Jason,
have you been to one?
No, but I mean, like, this, there's so much suspect, like, there's something on this, like, in this, like, that I just... Like, first off, like...
It's easy for you to say.
No, I think, I really think that this has to be a... Like, the woman heard it secondhand from her daughter, like, and her daughter said she saw this, or lick and the menstrual. Like, so the daughter said she saw it. The mom makes a post, and then they fire the lady, like, before they even have the investigation going on. I guess what I'm saying is, like, that girl that said that she saw it could have been lying about something else to cover up for the mom, you know? And, like, now some poor girl, like, got fired. Because I don't, man, that's a lot of work to put
you
that.
You will do anything to defend a minority, won't you?
No, it's not that. It's the fact
I'm
that.
I'm not even trying to defend
her. I'm not talking to Jason.
Yes. I'm not trying to defend her. What I'm trying to say is,
oh,
like.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but it's not.
That's a salty burger.
Yeah.
No.
Look. Okay, I'll give you...
What's the new creamy stuff
from,
you
it's not
that?
From. It's not a first-hand account.
I'll give you she may not have put menstrual blood up there. She put something up there.
Maybe she did, but I mean, like, the first of all, it's a secondhand story.
She put something in. Look, you're not talking junk to somebody in the drive-thru and getting away with it.
Well, no, I really, I'm not.
Especially if you didn't know, you're not doing it.
I at a drive-thru. I would not be nicer to you if you were holding a gun to my head.
No, oh yeah, I'm always nice to the drive-thru person. Also, all I'm saying is, this is one person, like one person told another person, and that person then told the story. So I don't that's a suspect story.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right.
Yeah. First up in Cool or Tool. Reggae, Jason.
Reggae is cool.
Kareem.
Reggae is cool.
It isn't, but whatever. enjoy what you want.
You can't catch a beat on anything, so you might as well hang it up.
You'd be surprised. Up next in Cooler Tool, North Carolina, Kareem. This is a double-edged sword for you, my friend.
Charlotte is cool, and the rest of it is
Jason.
Yeah, not cool.
They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
Tool. They're going to fall on the Tool side. Sorry. And finally in Cooler Tool, drive-thrus, Jason.
Drive-thrus are cool.
Kareem.
Since I just got my coffee from one, it is cool.
You know, they are, but I hate drive-thrus. I would really rather go in and get my food, but they've made it so... Basically, they made it so difficult to park and go in and get your food and get it to go now because they want you to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
They want you to sit in your car, burning fossil fuels, killing the environment, sucking your will to live. That's what they want, unless it's Chipotle. And by the way, literally everyone went to Chipotle for lunch today. I know, I was at the end of the line. A lot of people at Chipotle, so problem over there. Hey, by the way, If you had a bad day and you want to treat yourself to some retail therapy, but you don't want to get out of your jammies, what do? You shop the Amazon tab, hit that shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com. Why? It helps support the show and it doesn't cost you anything extra. We got bills here, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, we need to get another backup computer.
We got that. We got a website to pay for. We got a lot of stuff going on here. So, so please, for the love of God, the click through shop. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And thank you for taking care of that. All right. So Omarosa, who used to be just a reality star, of course, so did the president. She's now one of the president's advisors and doing all sorts of things at the White House. And going on The View to have some pleasant conversation
and
with
I
the ladies.
That you will see that this president is going to be incredible for this country. And I am excited about what's happening with this administration. I'm very honored to be a part of it.
What if they find out in the voter fraud investigation that Hillary won the election? Will we do it over
they
again?
They won't find out that because she didn't win.
There's a possibility she won by 3 million more votes. Isn't it possible?
I think that anything is possible, but I think what's more important right now, I think about the families who lost loved ones in the tornadoes. I think about
what?
The families that the president talked about this week who became victims of violence because of illegal immigrants. I'd like to continue to talk about the election. It amuses me. But the truth is, we have real issues.
It amuses him, too.
We have real issues that, and there are real Americans who have problems that we have to address. So
no kidding.
You all can sit at the table and continue to talk about those things in the media, but we have
he
a job to address. To make sure that the American people
Let me just jump in here real quickly. The day after the inauguration, millions of women marched around the world to protest President Trump. Many were offended by some of the things he said along the way, but how did you remedy this as a woman? Did any of this resonate with you?
Well, first, I'm an American. I'm a very proud American, so let's start with that. And I know people like to put labels. Omarosa's black, she's a woman, she's this. I'm an American first. And seeing those women march last week, it made me very proud. It's one of the most important fundamental rights that we have in this country.
That's right.
The right to assemble, the freedom of speech, and the right to protest.
That's
I love seeing that. And
one.
There is a march going on.
There's a march going on right now, the March for Life, that I hope that you all will give the same type of coverage that you
we did yesterday. Yeah, we covered it yesterday.
But today, it's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And so that same freedom should be afforded to all Americans. And I'm so glad that the vice president is probably preparing to speak at the March for Life right now.
But why do you think it's so divisive? It's so divisive in our society right now.
It's politics. You know, politics is a tough game. This is my second time in the White House, so I'm not really new to the tension that comes with it. What's new to me is just this desire to paint Donald Trump with this negative brush without giving him a chance to do what he said he was going to do.
Can I just ask you this? We've been talking about how divisive this election is, and Gretchen's been talking about how divisive this election is. We often say that it comes from the top. He did lead this very divisive campaign. Will we hear him apologize?
But don't you think the media contributed to that?
Will we hear him apologize for
of course not,
the things that he said?
He stood by everything that he said. And now, let me just say,
disabled reporter?
He didn't make fun of a disabled reporter, but you can continue to say that. If you say it enough, people may start to believe it. Let me just say this as I close this.
He didn't say that.
Y'all can keep throwing things at me. I'm not going to really fall for that. What I will say is the American people can listen to me right now and right here.
She's not going to fall for that, you know, telling her things that happened.
She does, yeah.
I mean, that's the playbook.
Yeah, it is the playbook.
That's the playbook. She executed it perfectly.
Yes, we're going to throw everything out there but what you're saying.
Everything you say we're going to discount as not being true, and we're going to move forward. Masterful.
American first.
I'm an American first. You know, I would really, really love to get a Ouija board and talk to Michael Clark Duncan about that. If she really is an American first, or if when they were having fights, because all couples have fights, if she would have her fights based on she was an American first. I'm guessing no.
Just the terminology of American first, though, is very divisive. It's like that's just that whole idea and that whole ideal that came about in World War II.
The greatest generation, Jason?
No, just America first. Like, America first. Like, that was just that whole saying. And they keep repeating it. And you keep hearing America first. And mm-hmm. It's a really a sad point in our history when we refused a bunch of Jews that ended up getting killed. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I mean, like, it's just really horrible. I'm tired. I'm so tired of all these people. Sorry.
The greatest generation. The greatest generation is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think all these right wing Christians who are such protectionists really don't have any faith.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to believe that the Lord. That what when you say that you're a Christian, but you have to be a protectionist, that says that you do not believe that the Lord will provide for and protect you at all times.
When you say Jesus take the wheel, you don't really mean it.
No.
You aren't really willing to let go and let God.
You are not exactly.
You're just playing lip service to the whole damn thing.
Perfect. That is it.
Great point, Kareem.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right. Well, it's time to go to the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where I'm from.
Well...
It's cold there. It's the middle of winter, and people engage in things like ice fishing, and we've talked about that on the show before. Kareem's not a fan of ice fishing.
No.
It was a rough week there. Dateline Derby Line, Vermont, a 58-year-old man had to be rescued on Lake Memphremagog after fearing his truck was going to fall through the ice near the Canadian border. Around 7:30 p.m., police were notified of the incident and coordinated with the Derby Line Fire Department and Fish and Wildlife to manage the situation. Members of the Derby Line Fire Department were able to reach the operator and sole occupant of the vehicle, identified as Randall Lindquist, who's 58, utilizing an amphibious all-terrain rescue vehicle. He lost his bearing on the ice, that would be Lindquist, due to blowing snow and poor visibility. Driving beyond his intended access location at Eagle Point, he continued traveling toward Province Island. His vehicle, the 2005 Ford Ranger, pulling a small 12-foot camper, ran over a section, of raised ice known as a pressure ridge and became hung up. Sort of like getting caught on a bump, except an icy bump in the middle of the lake. Lindquist, concerned the vehicle was at risk of falling through, abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot. A local fisherman assisted rescue workers to locate him. He was unharmed. The vehicle remained above the ice, but was stranded because of the unstable conditions. Authorities are reminding the public to use extreme caution on any body of water and be aware of changing unstable and inconsistent ice conditions prior to venturing out. Now, in less funny and more sad news, the same day a 62-year-old man from Orleans died after falling through the ice on Lake Willoughby. By the way, you fall through the ice, there's a chance you're going to die.
Oh.
Hypothermia, drowning, all sorts of things.
Like floating down and like not being able to get back to the hole that you fell through?
You're more likely to get hypothermia and just not be able to climb out of the hole.
Wow.
Above anything else. That'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a happy thought. There's your happy thought, Jason. Hypothermia is going to get you.
Oh, man.
That's worse than the rhythm getting you. And the rhythm's going to get you.
So that's it is.
Gloria Estefan warned us of that. Although I don't necessarily trust her, you know, being, you know, not America first.
No. She's not.
I mean, maybe she is. I don't know.
She could be. I mean, I think if she was, though, she would have been at Trump's inaugural.
No one was there. They got three doors down.
Well, so I was saying, she, you know, maybe they didn't even ask her.
I don't know that they would. She would have been the biggest star there.
That's what I was like.
She would have easily been the biggest star at the inauguration. And when was the last time Gloria Estefan had a hit, Kareem?
Yeah, that was when it was.
Gloria Estefan and the Sound Machine. Does that mean it's just one machine?
Miami Sound Machine. Miami Drum Machine is what it was.
Is Miami Drum Machine?
It's a sound
like
machine.
I don't know, something
what,
like that.
What sort of sound do you make?
It sounds so 80s, right? It's so 80s.
Yeah, 1987 to be precise. But yeah, it's nothing more 80s sounding than this. God, I hate Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. I mean, I don't know them, but their music just makes me want to punch a goat.
I could dance to this.
I think that says about all we need to say.
The lights. This is a great song. This is like my childhood.
Sure.
I was 10 years old when this song came out.
Sure. So real quick, what have we learned today? We've learned that LeBron's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that going through the drive-through, you should be nice to the people there.
For sure.
Always.
Or you're taking your life into your own hands or something else into your mouth. And we've also learned to be careful out there on the ice because you could fall through. By the way, if your truck goes through the ice, even if you're okay, you're responsible for getting that off the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
So that alone is reason enough to be careful out there.
It's not covered by your insurance.
You boobs. You boobs. We'll be back on Friday with another fresh news show. Oh, with news from the Florida of the North, our Super Bowl predictions, and those crazy Brits are causing problems all over the place.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah, we'll leave you with Gloria Estefan, and we'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Stop the madness. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.